Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. That's what they call me around here, and so richly deserved, too. Very excited about having our good friend Gary Moore back on the show. Gary's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We'll celebrate his 23rd anniversary real soon. He's a founder of the Financial Seminary, and he's the author of a bunch of books, including Faithful Finances and 101, and also Spiritual Investments of Sir John Templeton and others. And he's our good friend, Gary Moore. Welcome back.
Good to be with you, Jim, but I think you need to stop telling people how long we've known each other. It makes us sound so old.
Well, it makes you sound like you don't have a life, I'm afraid is what happens. Hey, Gary, and by the way, folks, Gary is a financial planning expert. He worked on Wall Street till he got religion and realized he had to get away from it. Hey, Gary, one of the things I know you want to talk about today is to make the connection between Christianity and I may throw in another wrinkle in there myself, between Christianity and capitalism. Make the case. What's your first point?
Well, it's just interesting background to realize that, for 1,500 years, Jim, Christianity, the Roman Catholic Church, which was all there was at that time other than Greek Orthodox, but as we understand it generally, forbade the earning of interest. And it was around that time, of course, that, you had the Enlightenment or the Industrial Revolution and so on. And in essence, think about it. If you couldn't earn interest on money, what would you do with it? You'd stick it under a mattress or bury it in a hole in the ground and so on. And at about that time, John Calvin and Martin Luther, the great Protestant reformers, in essence said, there's sometimes that lending money for interest is a good thing. I compare it to, let's say, I have an apple tree, or you have an apple tree in your backyard, and I don't. And you say, you pick the low-hanging fruit, and then you say, Gary, you have a ladder, and I don't. So if you will lend me the ladder, I will give you some of the fruit that I couldn't harvest up top. Mm-hmm. And if you think about it, that's really what capitalism is. I spent my life helping people with more money than they knew what to do with, help people who had good ideas for society that didn't have any money.
By the way, let me stick one thing in here real quick. Did you know that Sharia law forbids the charging of interest?
I do know that, Jim. Actually, on John Templeton's Foundation's board, I served with a fellow who was the publisher of The Islamic Banker. And we talked often about how they do that, and their economies are relatively prosperous. And I say relatively because I think they would be more prosperous materially and economically if they allowed the earning of interest, because they have a lot of ways that they manipulate that. And they, in essence, earn dividends rather than interest, Jim. But
my only reason for saying that is that was a, back to the Abrahamic backgrounds, it all mushes together. Some of these things mush together. But anyway, go ahead with your point about capitalism and Christianity.
Well, I was going to also tell you that I was on a board in Pennsylvania one time, and we had Amish and Mennonite people on the board with me, and one of them was a banker up there. And he actually has special accounts at his bank, Jim, that the old order Amish, who still live largely by biblical principles, could come in and put money in the bank for safe storage, but they wouldn't earn interest. Uh-huh. They sought the bank out because they didn't pay interest. So there's a little bit of that thinking still around, but it's basically gone these days. Nobody thinks much about it. Every once in a while you hear people talk about usury, which we define as the exorbitant charging of exorbitant interest.
Which is a legal issue these days.
Century, it was any.
It's a civil legal issue these days.
It is.
So your point, though, is when the lid was lifted on interest, on earning interest on money or investments, that gave rise to, it got us out of the Middle Ages, and it gave rise to modern society. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm saying that what it did is morally legitimated the earning of interest, and therefore putting money into banks, primitive banking systems, which therefore created primitive capitalism. And, of course, there was a lot of development to happen during the next couple, three centuries.
Yeah.
But it all kind of coalesced into more prosperity.
It makes sense. We're going to come back and talk about this some more after the break. And that's where we've been. Now we're going to talk about where we are and where we're going. After the break, stay with us. Right back with Gary Moore.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.